This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Legends of the Old Plantation, Chapter 1. Uncle Remus initiates the little boy. One evening recently, the lady whom Uncle Remus calls Miss Sally, Mr. Little 7-year-old, making search for him through the house and through the yard, she heard the sound of voices in the old man's cabin, and looking through the window, saw the child sitting by Uncle Remus. His head rested against the old man's arm, and he was gazing with an expression of the most intense interest into the rough, weather-beaten face that beamed so kindly upon him. This is what Miss Sally heard.
"By'm-by, one day, after Brer Fox been doing all that he could for to catch Brer Rabbit, and Brer Rabbit been doing all he could for to keep him from it, Brer Fox say to himself that he'd put up a game on Brer Rabbit, and he ain't more'n got the words out of his mouth till Brer Rabbit come a-lopin' up the big road, looking just as plump and as fat and as sassy as a moggin hoss in a barley patch. 'Hold on dar, Brer Rabbit,' says Brer Fox, says he. 'I ain't got time, Brer Fox,' says Brer Rabbit, says he, sort of mendin' his licks. 'I wanter has some confab with you, Brer Rabbit,' says Brer Fox, says he. 'All right, Brer Fox, but you better holler from where you stand. I'm monstrous full of fleas this mornin',' says Brer Rabbit, says he.
'I seed Brer B'ar yesterday,' said Brer Fox, says he, 'and he sort of raked me over the coals, 'cause you and me ain't make friends and live neighborly, and I told him that I'd see you.' Then Brer Rabbit scratch one ear with off hind foot sort of dubiously, and then he ups and says, says he,
'All a settin', Brer Fox, s'posin' you drop round tomorrer and take dinner with me. We ain't got no great doin's at our house, but I spec the old woman and the chillens can sort of scramble round and get up somethin' for to stay your stomach.'
'I'm 'greeable, Brer Rabbit,' says Brer Fox, says he.
'Den I'll 'pend on you,' says Brer Rabbit, says he.
Next day, Mr. Rabbit and Miss Rabbit got up soon for the day, and raided on a garden like Miss Sally's out there, and got some cabbages and some roastin' ears and some sparrer grass, and they fix up a smashin' dinner. By'm-by, one of the little rabbits, playin' out in the backyard, come runnin' in hollerin', 'Oh, Ma! Oh, Ma! I seed Mr. Fox a-comin'!' And then Brer Rabbit, he took the chillens by the ears and made 'em sit down. And then him and Miss Rabbit sort of dally round waitin' for Brer Fox, and to keep on waitin' for Brer Fox, and to keep on waitin', but no Brer Fox ain't come. Atter a while, Brer Rabbit goes to the door easy-like and peep out, and dar, stickin' from behind the corner, was the tippin' Brer Fox's tail. Then Brer Rabbit shot the door and sot down and put his paws behind his ears and begin fur to sing.
'The place whereabouts you spilled the grease, right there you're bound to slide. And where you find a bunch of hair, you surely find to hide.'
Next day, Brer Fox set word by Mr. Mink and excuse himself 'cause he was too sick for to come. And he asked Brer Rabbit for to come and take dinner with him. And Brer Rabbit says he was 'greeable. By'm-by, when the shadders was at the shortest, Brer Rabbit he sort of brush up and saunter down to Brer Fox's house. And when he got dar, he hears somebody groanin', and he look in the door, and dare he see Brer Fox sitting up in a rocking chair all wrapped up with flannel, and he look mighty weak. Brer Rabbit look all round, he did, but he ain't seen no dinner. The dishpan was sitting on the table, and close by was a carving knife.
"Look like you're going to have chicken for dinner, Brer Fox," says Brer Rabbit, says he.
"Oh, yes, Brer Rabbit, they are nice and fresh and tender," says Brer Fox, says he. Then Brer Rabbit sort of pull his mustache, and he says, "You ain't got no calamus root, is you, Brer Fox? I done got so now that I can't eat no chicken sapping she's seasoned up with calamus root." And with that, Brer Rabbit leaped out the door and dodged among the bushes and sought dar watching for Brer Fox. And he ain't watched long neither, 'cause Brer Fox flung off the flannel and crope out at the house and got where he could close in on Brer Rabbit. And by and by, Brer Rabbit holler out, "Oh, Brer Fox, I just put your calamus root out here on the dish you stump. Better come get it while it's fresh." And with that, Brer Rabbit gallop off home. And Brer Fox ain't never caught him yet. And what's more, honey, he ain't gwineter. End of chapter 1.